What up, what up? And we back again to the Darion Show. I'm your host, Dawn Darion, and I have to welcome my incredible, beautiful, sophisticated, elegant co-host, Lauren the G.
Well, hello. Such a great introduction.
I had to make it for last week because I called Lauren a whore, and I got a lot of crap for that from my mom and my friend Jahan. She said
who's known me since I was a child.
So. I know. So she was... It was like, that's her persona. She's not a whore. Yeah, that's true. She's not a whore. So, you know, at least I can say
I don't have a whore persona either. I don't know where that's coming from.
I know.
From.
It was just fun to say.
You know what? See, this is exactly how the show gets started off messed up.
The thing is, she calls me baby dick. So then I have to say something back. And that's just what we've been saying all of our life.
He brings it on himself. He sent me a picture of it when we were in school.
Okay, wait. Okay. Anyway. At least we can.
Sorry.
Only thing is, I just wanted to say that I'm, okay? And I can say it. And I'm man enough to say that I'm served, okay? So we're going to move on. It is President's Day, y'all. I've been getting the times wrong, and I know we've been trying to post, like, the show every Sunday, but I messed up. We posted on Mondays, okay, on Blog Talk Radio. We're also in the iTunes store, too.
iTunes.
Okay, so you can, or what do they call it, podcast? A lot of y'all delete the app. Can y'all add it back?
Yeah, I deleted mine, I'm not going
to
lie.
Y'all please add it back, okay? I'm trying to get some ratings on here, okay? Add it back. Add the podcast app back. Add the show.
We love you if you
show,
do that.
Okay? It's President's Day, February 19th. Everything is closed. Just want to let y'all know. But guess what? I have the craziest story. We have got to see what's going on. It was the last week. Okay. You know, I have a dog, and I was walking my dog, and I was actually trying to use my dog to pick up girls, and you know, whatever. But
be a whore.
Yeah, but actually,
I picked up girls.
I picked up a guy at the dog park. I know. Okay. I know. It sounds weird. It's one of these stories that you think that somebody's just telling, you know, just for the sake of the story. But this is such a crazy story.
Okay.
I go to the dog park and I'm just like walking my dog. And sometimes I talk to my dog in Spanish. So I'm like, you know, ven aquí, you know, to cash, you know. That means come here for, you know, people who
don't know. It's 2018. If you don't know what ven aquí means, you're not in America, okay?
So, and that's, you know, something that grandma used to say to me. Anyway, but it was just easier. And Cash actually listens, but he was not listening in a second. So, like, the dude goes over, like, oh, so your dog's bilingual? Like, okay, yeah. I'm like,
yes, it is. Thank you.
Don't be talking about my dog, but at the same time, like, I really don't want to be bothered right now. I don't want to talk to anybody.
You never
want
to talk when you go to the dog park. I know. Honestly. Really? Real, like, really. I used to go all the time. I bring my headphones, and people still talk to you with your headphones on. How old is he? let me take my earphones out. He's two.
I know. And I was in that moment where I was like, I really don't want to talk. But I was like, let me just be nice. You know, another black man is at a dog park. You know, I mean,
with
whatever.
A little baby dog.
Yeah, I mean, it was cool. I mean, his dog was cool. I mean, it was like bigger. Whatever. Yeah. So, you know, we started talking. After a while, he's like, oh, so, you know, what is your name? But, you know, my name is Darion. So I'm like, oh, my name is Darion. So this man just started cracking up for like two, three minutes, like laughing, just cracking up. And I'm like, okay,
what's going on? Yeah. Why are you laughing? What's
like,
so funny?
I understand that my name is different. You know, I understand, you know, but it's a little bit common. Beyonce named her clothing line after it. You know, like, what's so funny?
He's always like, I'm just saying, you know, Beyonce has the clothing line named after
it. Well, you know, that just gives my name some type of fame.
Some clout.
You know,
okay.
You know how to pronounce it. It's a little different, but you know.
Ralph Lauren is a thing.
Okay, you know.
Sorry. Lauren Ashley, that's also a... Putting up.
Anyway, so he's cracking up, and I'm like, what's so funny? And he's like, well, my name is Dayron.
Oh my gosh, not Dayron.
Dayron.
Oh my God.
If anybody knows me, if y'all know, look at my Instagram, my twin brother name is Dayron.
And I've never met another Dayron. Do they act like they look like? Are they twins?
I mean, like, he's like tall. He's like, my brother's not that tall, but he's tall.
I've met your brother,
he's black.
So.
You know, my brother is him.
He's light skinned. Yeah, he's shorter. You know, he's great. He's great, though.
It was just the weirdest thing, and we have so much in common. So, of course, this is like the biggest coincidence. I'm telling everybody.
I'm sure he's not a stalker. He's just lying.
In my mind, like, I was like, would people go this lengths to? I mean, I am a celebrity out here in Dallas.
Okay,
you know
not,
what I'm saying?
Let's Dallas, not say Texas. That. Let's not even go that far because it's not like that.
Okay. No, seriously, y'all, that's a real story. Like, I can't even make that up.
So
I met somebody
I'm gonna meet
Dayron.
This person just so I can make sure that they're real because it sounds like.
I will show you that. I even checked the ID. I had to check the ID. I was so shocked. It's the weirdest thing in the world. Anyway,
you looked at his license?
I looked at his license.
It's legit.
It's legit.
Is it spelled the same way? There's like an I or apostrophe.
Dayron. And I was just like, where'd you get your name from? He's like, my mom liked Daytona cars and liked the name Ron.
Daytona cars.
Let's go, black moms. We doing
right.
this.
Exactly. That's a way to be creative.
That one thing in common is they both have
how
black
did Dayron
moms.
Get his name? Well, you're brother Dayron, not your friend Dayron.
My brother Dayron got his name because I was supposed to be one person. So we were supposed to... I was supposed to be a junior, and my dad's name is Dario, so they just put an N on my name and made Dayron. You know, I don't know how my mom did it. She just did it the way she wanted to do it. Anyway, so we gotta move on from this. Our latest celebrity hot gossip, our hot topics, it's all explained, and Lauren explains it all. So Lauren, go ahead, take it away. Tell us all.
What we're first going to talk about is the Black Panther, because that's course. What everybody is talking about right now. Uh-huh. I mean, it has broken so many records. It's grossed, what, $192 million in North America alone in the first 3 days.
So that's really, really good.
I mean, it's amazing. Okay. It's grossed $361 million worldwide. It's like the second biggest opening for Marvel after Avengers, the one in 2012.
Dang, doing it big.
It's the best reviewed superhero movie of all time. It has a 97% on Rotten Tomatoes. It has an A+ score and a cinema score. I mean, it's amazing.
So wait, I wonder who does Rotten Tomatoes. Does Rotten Tomatoes have their own team, or is it like, that's customer base, right? I think it's people review it. Yeah, I think
something like that. Because I mean, I want to say Rotten Tomatoes ratings come out before the movies come out sometimes, or around when they come out. So I don't know exactly how that works. Because
I pay attention to Rotten Tomatoes.
Everyone does. Yeah, it used to be a thing that no one really paid attention to, but it's gotten so popular now. Yeah. It's like, hey, we're rated like this on Rotten
Tomatoes. I'm just not trying to invest myself in a lame movie. Like 2 hours is a lot of time.
It's going to be at least 2.5. Let's be honest. Because any movie. I mean, it's going to be good.
Because I've saw Batman movies. I've saw Superman movies.
This is not like that. This has the fifth biggest opening of movies of all time ever. Okay. Any movie. This is the fifth biggest opening of any movie ever, like that's ever come out ever.
The weirdest things that I mean, I just don't understand the dressing up.
Okay.
Because the movie
is about, like, it's like African pride and makes people feel proud to be Black. And it's like the first, like, Black movie with a Black cast. Oh, not all Black cast, but a mostly Black cast.
But I mean, that's cool and all. And I understand, like, Africa and I get, but I'm not, like, I understand that I'm Black. But
you're not all Black.
But though, would I just go and get African clothes just because I'm Black, just to go see the movie? Like, it's not even the whole African thing. It's not even like that's like a, I'm worried about the costumes. It's like even like when we see Harry Potter. Like, I don't understand why people have to dress up to go to the movies because they're just so excited. Like,
you just, yeah, I mean, I guess, I mean, I
have never dressed up to go to, even when Power Rangers was out.
I just want y'all to know that Dariana has been around people who dressed up, because when we went to see Rent when we were in high school, the people that we were with dressed up as some of the characters from Rent. And it's just something when you love something so much. I mean,
you just want to watch it in their clothes? You want to watch them in their clothes?
I don't know. I don't know what it is. I went to Comic-Con. I dressed up as Harley Quinn when I went to Comic-Con. So, I don't know.
Comic-Con, I feel like it's different because that's something that... what is that anyway? I mean, it's like
It's a comic convention. Like, you dress up as... Yeah, okay. As your favorite comic book characters.
So you can buy, like, comic books or...
Yeah, you can buy, everything. Like, there's people from the movies there. I don't know. I get it.
I don't get going to the movies and dressing up. That's what I'm
saying. I feel like if you want to buy yourself a Jaishiki and go see Black Panther, then you go ahead, because you've never had a movie that's made you feel, like, proud to be Black.
Okay, good. Okay? Okay.
And if you want to do that, that's fine. I mean, I don't partake in it. I worked at the movie theater when Star Wars came out, and there were people that came up dressed in full, like, Wookiee costumes and, like, glow-in-the-dark capes with, like, lights and LED lights and stuff. I mean, it was, like, legit. And
I'm glad it's dark. I don't know.
I guess it's just a part of the spirit. But first, Dariana doesn't even like watching movies, so he really can't get it. He doesn't watch movies at home. He rarely watches them in the theaters. He falls asleep. He doesn't appreciate, like, a good movie. So you can't even say. You got me there.
Okay, that's true.
If you liked movies, then maybe you'd get it, but you don't. So I feel like if Usher came through, you'd try and dress like Usher to go to his concert.
I've been to Usher concert, but I have not tried to dress up like Usher.
Did you dress up?
I mean, I have looked nice because I was with somebody, but...
He wasn't with nobody. He was just dressing up because he loved Usher.
I do love Usher, you know what? And I will. I am not afraid to admit that. I'm proud of the movie. I'm glad that it's out. I'm glad that it's doing so well. It's an all Black cast.
He loves Usher so much that even with the herpes, he'd still let him penetrate him.
Okay, you know what? This is.
I would go. There are people. Everyone has a person they would go gay for. Okay,
excuse me,
I would go
you
gay
just
for.
Went to like just took it to the next level. Like,
why
I
is
mean,
that a level?
Like herpes and penetrate?
Everyone knows that Usher has herpes. That's not a surprise.
Okay, but not only do I have to get penetrated, but now I have to have a sexual treatment. Like, I mean, that's a lot to put on one person.
But for Usher,
not expecting
you would
it.
Though, right?
For Usher, we would just have to change the subject.
We just have to use a condom.
I would not.
There are some... If Rihanna... if Rihanna had just like, if they were like, Rihanna has,
I will admit,
has bump, has like, has warts or something. Is she having an outbreak right now?
I mean,
is she having an outbreak right now? Because she's like, I mean, just one, I mean,
I don't know. I still can't.
Don't say what I say.
I get it. But the STD thing, I just don't think that that's worth it. I just don't.
So let's just pass it the chance.
For Rihanna, I don't know. I would have to think really, really
like,
hard.
If Rihanna was like, Darion, just come and put it in me. And you, oh, God. But I got herpes. It's not breaking out now. So it's safe. I take the pill. We can use a condom. You're going to say no? No, Rihanna. Close your delicious legs. Your nice creamy thighs.
Maybe we could do something else. Like, I still want to do something.
I mean, what is she gonna do? I mean, I don't know.
I mean, if she just sit there naked, then I'm okay. I mean, really, that's all I need. I really don't need nothing creepy. Else. That's,
you know what? I was with someone that was like that. It's creepy.
Okay,
I just want you to watch.
I'm so sorry. I will never say that again. Okay.
Just watch
around,
me. Just
around watch women. Me. So I would never say that again around women.
You're disgusting. No. Men are disgusting. Okay.
No, it's sometimes that I mess up, like my girlfriend and guy friends, like, and I be going and saying inappropriate stuff to girls, and they're like, everybody just sits and stares at me. I'm like, oh, that was a conversation for the guys. Like, I mean,
you guys need to have balls.
Definitely. I'm talking about like poop jokes, and they're just like, that's disgusting. And I'm like, oh, well.
Well, I mean, I was raised around guys, so it's hard because you can say certain jokes around me that I was like, that other girls would kind of laugh at or be like, you know. So, okay. Off of the poop story, poop jokes, moving on. Jennifer Aniston, her and her husband are getting a divorce. Jennifer Aniston. Now, I don't know if she's going to go back to Brad.
But
I would not be upset if she would. And supposedly, her and Justin were never married. Like, TMZ's done, like, an investigation, and they don't have any, there's no, marriage license on file in California or in the county that they live in. There's no divorce lawyers that have been called since they've announced they're separating and everything. So I don't even know if they ever had, I mean, they may have had a wedding, but they never got
What do you mean you would not be devastated? If she went back to Brad Pitt, that would be the dumbest thing.
I mean, it would be, but I love them as a couple.
Like, you let him go and have another family with somebody else, and then
she didn't let him go. He left her. He cheated on her with Angelina Jolie, and he left her for Angelina.
So to go back to him, yeah, even though he's still single, like, I just feel like you're just a dumb girl. Like, I'm gonna go back.
It's just gonna be like a love story. Like, oh,
it would be beautiful. I do
this entire time. Yeah. I realized it was a mistake, and I should have never left you in the first place.
Over 10 years.
I mean, I don't know. They're celebrities. Things are different when you have millions and millions of dollars. Okay, yeah. When things are on a different level. Okay, when I can go to the store and just buy a Rolls Royce on my fucking card.
So now he just gets to share. Now she gets to share Angelina Jolie's kids with.
I don't know.
The side chick's kids.
I'm just putting it out there. It's a thing. I'm just putting it out there.
I mean, you know what? I believe that love is strong enough to overcome stuff like that.
I hope it does. Because, you know, and maybe not. I don't know. I just love Jennifer Aniston. I just want her to be happy with somebody. That's it. I love her. That's my boo. I love her.
Yeah. Good.
Okay. So the Olympics. The Olympics are happening right now, if everyone, you know, doesn't know. And the Olympics, the USA has 5 gold medals. That's not the most, though. We're kind of like in like fifth or sixth place.
Well, this is like the boring Olympics. Like, nobody's like, oops. I mean.
That's not nice. They work really hard. They train hard. It's a bunch of like snowboarders and half slopers. And 5 of them have won gold medals. I think the figure skater, they won a gold or bronze medal, I want to say, and they actually like snubbed Mike Pence because they like he invited to meet them like after they won the bronze medal. Well, I mean, you know, he has, and the figure skater's gay. It's the first openly gay male figure skater.
You know what? I think I did see him on doing an interview for something.
But and Mike Pence invited him. He was like, no, because Mike Pence called gay marriage a societal collapse.
Oh wow!
So why would I want to go meet with someone?
Why would he invite him?
Because Mike Pence is an idiot. Mike Pence went to go see Hamilton, and they talked to him directly in Hamilton too, because there's lots of gay people in theater. Surprise! Mm. I mean. It's just interesting. I'm glad he did it. And I'm go United States, though Norway is in the lead right now, kicking it with like 10 gold medals. So, you know, you never know. But
hey,
we are still here.
I think we have some listeners in Norway, just to let you know. I think it's like, I literally
think. Well, go Norway. Hey. You guys are doing great. Mm-hmm. And, you know, keep up the good work. You're still important. Yes. Okay. Even though it's cold and not as many people watch as the Summer Olympics, you're still important and you guys are still great.
I mean, it's just like you're just doing stuff with like icy stuff. It's just too cold.
It's the Winter Olympics.
Sorry.
What it's for.
You're right.
That's what it's called.
Sorry.
I used to love figure skating. When I was a kid, I used to love watching couples figure skating. I wanted a guy to like throw me and twirl me around. Then I realized that was too fat. You know what?
Okay, so I've always been interested in like figure skating, but the thing that scares me is like falling and breaking your head on ice. Yeah. Like, and being paralyzed or being... Because you hear about those stories about those figure skaters who like try to do like these great things and then they're like brain dead. From like hitting the ground, and you see like these. I can't watch it. It's too much.
It is a lot.
It's too much. We had this lady at work, and she was actually a professional, you know, figure skater.
Seriously?
Yeah, and like she actually trained. Wow. Okay, I don't know if she was professional. I really wasn't listening. I forgot. I really wasn't though.
Talking about, I don't know.
She did something with skating, but I know she taught it, and you know she's like, "Are you gonna watch it tonight?" And I was like, "Yeah, I should get into it," but
I was super into it.
It and is scary. You
know, it is. It's amazing that they can do that. I went ice skating at Capitol Clubhouse in Waldorf. Ooh, ooh. That was fun.
I know. Have you seen like the snowboarding? Have you been snowboarding or skiing or anything?
No.
A lot of people. I've only been snowboarding, and that was when I was like 13 years old. Mm-hmm. So
when you didn't have any sense of danger.
not at all. That was the. And you know what? Just for the black people that are listening, some black people, because I know we do have a lot of adventurous black people out there, ooh, ooh. But there's some black people who don't like to be out of their comfort zone.
Yeah.
You should definitely go snowboarding. It is scary as crap, but you know what? You do get lessons and you do learn. I mean, okay. It is kind of fun to learn, you know, go on the bunny slope. But
I use the sled.
Once you get on that, that little, what's that thing?
The real one?
Once you get up that thing, that lift. Yep, that lift that lifts you all the way up.
I don't do that.
You think it's like, it says beginner, and beginner is like, okay, I'm a beginner. Like, I just learned, right? It's a full mountain, you know, going down. It's the entire mountain? It's a mountain, yeah, and it's pretty freaking deep. I literally had to just slide down, like, on my back, the whole way down the mountain. I was so scared.
Well, you know what? You still had fun, and that's all that
matters. It was fun. I hit my head once.
That's all that matters.
I hit my head once, and I thought I tasted blood, but it was fine.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I did. I was fine. I was cursing around little kids. So, and I was only like 13. Oh, I mean, sorry, mom.
What's cursing? You know what? We're older now. He's 29 and we've grown as a people. Personally and mentally, we're better. So we're just not going
to
talk about that.
So we just go, okay, so we have to get into like the serious stuff.
Yes,
not everything.
Serious.
You know, it's hot topics, but it's also serious things that are going on in the world. So Lauren also has the serious stuff because I am really not that aware. I do watch the news every day, but that's just local stuff.
And of course, if you've been watching the news, you know about the Florida shooting.
Right.
Yes. 17 people were killed. It's students, crazy. Teachers, coaches. I mean, it's insane.
Can I just be honest with you, like, just for like 1 second? When you brought up this story and I was like, what do we have for like serious stuff? Like, what is the serious news that we have? I have forgot all about the shooting, the high school shooting, the 17 that were killed.
The 18th school shooting.
I just feel like I've become so numb to it, you know. And these are people that are dying, that are losing their lives, families that are broken. You know, high school, I mean, come on, are we still here at this point?
This is what we're doing. And there's no talk of gun control. In fact, this is what the president's tweeting about. Let me just read this to you. It says, "Very sad that the FBI missed all the many signals sent out by the Florida school shooter. This is not acceptable. They are spending too much time trying to prove Russia collusion with the Trump campaign. There is no collusion. Get back to the basics and make us all proud." Because, of course, the FBI did say the shooter, Nicholas Cruz, he was flagged tipped off by two different people to the FBI, and the FBI they came out and said, we didn't really, they called one of the people that like flagged it for him, but they didn't follow up after that. So, I mean, it is a misstep on the FBI's part, but it has nothing to do with Russia and all the FBI is just too busy with Russia to do anything else.
I mean, you know what really could take, that off of FBI's plate if we really had gun control. If kids like that were not able to get guns like that. You know what I mean? People are trying to arm teachers with guns, you know,
that's going to solve the issue.
As if teachers don't have enough to already worry about. Then they're going to have to start paying for bullets. You know what I mean? It's going to be ridiculous. At some point where we have to be like, you know what? Australia stopped the gun.
They have a zero tolerance gun policy.
You know what I'm saying? And what's going on there? You know?
I don't know if it has to get that far, but something needs to happen. Like, this is, I mean, giving teachers guns is not going to keep kids from getting guns from their houses or being able to buy them legally from the store, like Nicholas Cruz. He bought that gun legally as a 19-year-old at a store, an AR-15 that came with a
ammo. Could you imagine, like, if, you know, a student was able to take the gun from the teacher?
It's ridiculous. Like, I mean, before these kids are even buried, the president's blaming on Russia. making this about politics. Right. Because the NRA is who funded his campaign. So, of course, he can't talk about gun control. Mm. Like, I mean, it's ridiculous. We have the, even like survivors are tweeting about, are tweeting and, you know, replying to it, saying that 17 people were brutally murdered at my school in a place where they should have felt safe. Their lives were gone in an instant. And you were the president of the United States. You have the audacity to put this on Russia as an excuse. I guess I should expect that from you. There's going to be a, they've called for a nationwide gun control rally on March the 24th. Hopefully you all will be there and we can get some change, get some laws.
We got to be tired about it by now. We to be tired. I mean, what does it take for everybody to lose a child?
You know what I mean? Exactly. How many more kids have to die before we're like, okay, something we should maybe we should get AR-15s off of the market? Or, I mean, I don't know.
I hate this segment. Like, we just, okay, so we're just going to move on. We're going to get into it. Darion's dilemma. So basically, this is where everybody helps me out. I am the problem in this situation, I think. I don't know. I give you my advice. Lauren's going to help me out. We're going to talk about it. We're going to discuss it. Leave your comments, down below. So this is what's going on at my job. Okay. Something that's exciting. Everybody knows I work for an airline, so I get a lot of benefits, things like that. Mm-hmm. Now here at the airline, sometimes they hire too many people and we have to lay off some people. So what's going on right now at my station is
Hold on.
It also works by seniority and I've been there for a long time. Oh, okay. Wouldn't be offered. That's not a problem for me, but we have an opportunity just to take off a month of work. Yeah. Cause you know, the airline industry, people kind of use it for the benefits anyway. Mm-hmm. So taking off a month, not having to work and being able to travel is a luxury.
I mean, are you getting paid?
It's not paid. So you don't get paid. They're basically trying to save money without firing somebody. They're looking for people who have been in the company for a long time. Somebody who's getting paid like, you know, $25 an hour to take a month off. I ain't getting paid $25. I ain't been there that long. Like, but you know, somebody up there that's getting paid a lot of money, they'll take a month off. That saves the company money, but they don't have to let anybody go. So it's kind of like a good thing.
Okay.
But at the same time, I'm up there where maybe there's two slots available for me, or two slots where maybe somebody might take it and maybe I can actually take a month off.
I mean, do you have savings? I mean, no. Like, can you just...
I have nothing. Yeah, I would have to pay my medical insurance too. Yeah. I know. It does sound stupid, but...
It doesn't sound stupid. It just sounds like you may need to prepare. Like, how are you going to pay rent?
But I didn't know that they were going to offer this. So, like, well, I mean, how am I going
to
pay
rent? How long do you have to decide? Like, you got, like, a week? A couple days? How long?
Well, I
got
to put in my final answer by about 3 weeks. So, I have a little bit of time.
Okay. So, you could prepare. Yes. You could work overtime to get some savings. So you
I'm
could
sorry.
Have
by
money.
3 weeks, I mean 1 week. Just kidding.
Well, that's
not good. I read that wrong.
What?
It's 1 week. I have 1 week to decide. So, I mean, because we got to put in, it goes by volunteers first, and then they just be like, okay, just kidding. You're done. So we got to, let's volunteer. Maybe I can help somebody out. But I was thinking that maybe in order to earn some money.
Don't you have like a month of vacation left or something? Couldn't you use
that? I used that. My nephew was born. Never mind.
Sorry. Yeah.
I tried everything. No, I wouldn't be able to use it because they're trying to save money. So they don't want to pay you at all. So I was thinking, you know, Lyft, Uber is out there. You know? I know I'm having problems with my car, but it's still good enough where I can like actually, you know, apply for Lyft and actually do it. So
as long as you don't have a record, you could do Lyft. I applied for Lyft and I don't have, I mean, I'm not a killer.
I'm about to say, hold on, what
I'm
you
not
been
a
doing
murderer.
In your life?
I have trespassing on my record. Thank you very much. And they did not approve me for that. That and my credit, I think. I have really terrible credit. But see me in like 6 months.
They cannot approve
it's
you for
going
credit?
To be, I mean, they put that as, they were like, we're considering rejecting your application. And it was like, these are the terms of why. And it had my background and my credit.
Wow.
Credit reporting, housing, or whatever. But I got approved for Uber, so bump you, Lyft. I mean, nothing against Lyft. I'm sure that means they have really great
standards,
you know, boring drivers.
Standards, and they want to hire great people.
People who, I mean, what is trespassing? I worked at a bank with my background. I've worked at banks. I work at doctor's offices right now. So if I can work at a bank and handle thousands of dollars, I should be able to drive my own car and drop people off.
Well,
that's
maybe
what
they
saying.
Don't want you. You're driving, trespassing in areas that you shouldn't be going. I mean, that's just something.
I wasn't in a car when I was trespassing. But whatever, I'm just saying, if I can work at a bank with my background and I have access to money and everything and, you know, ordering money from the government, I think I should be able to drive a car. My own car. Hmm. That's in my name that I pay for.
Right.
You know, whatever.
Okay, there you go. Excuse
me. Putting an end there.
I'm thinking about it. I mean, like, I don't really
you
like
should.
To drive,
I mean,
you know.
Well, if you
I don't really like to drive. I don't really like
I
to
like
do
to
all
drive,
that.
So.
I'm thinking that maybe I should just stay at my job and just, I already have flexibility with my job. It's not a big deal. And I can earn a little bit more. I don't have to worry about paying taxes because Lyft,
you gotta, you know how hard it would be to come back to work after a month? You're not going to remember anything.
Nothing at all.
He took 10 days off and forgot like all his passwords. Yeah. Like, I don't know what you're going to do. You're going to have to write everything down.
And then I came back and Lauren totaled her car. So I was also in
that mindset. I don't want to die this time. Yeah, so a month, I'm probably not going to live. I'm not going to make it.
I'm thinking about it. I think that is a good idea just because I do want to travel and I don't have to worry about picking up shifts and things like that. But if I could drive 2 weeks straight, you know, get about $4,000. I don't know how much I could drive to make $4,000.
A lot, and but then, it can be done.
And then take off 2 weeks and just travel for those 2 weeks and enjoy life. That would be amazing. That would be wonderful. What do y'all think I should do? Leave a comment. Y'all got to leave it like today because I got to put in something, okay?
I have a week too.
But we really got to move on because I don't want the show to end. You know, this is only a 30-minute show. I really don't want the show to end without us talking about. We have got to talk shit. Oh my gosh,
we have to talk
about this. We got to talk shit about.
Oh my gosh, Fergie.
Fergie.
Like, oh my gosh. And
you know, I don't even watch the All-Star Weekend.
I did not watch it. Let's get into it, y'all. I don't watch anything. I didn't watch it. I heard some things about what happened in the All-Star Weekend, but as soon as I get on, because y'all know I left to explain it all, so I have to keep myself very, you know, knowledgeable of what's going on. The first thing I see is Fergie gets dragged for national anthem at All-Star Game, and I'm like, well, what are they talking about? Yeah. And I'm like, well, I mean, Fergie can sing for the most part, from what I remember.
I think Fergie can sing.
Yeah, she was in this movie Nine, and she was really good, so I'm just going to
play y'all a little clip. That's like the beginning. Get a little bit. Yeah, to the middle.
We're going to go a little bit to the middle of it.
And as you can see, just pause it a little bit. The way she's dressed, if you haven't seen the clip, she's dressed kind of...
provocatively.
Provocatively.
She's in a lacy black form-fitting dress. Yeah. I mean, it's nice. It's not ugly or anything. She looks good.
Right. Her face is so serious as well.
And like she's feeling it. She's feeling herself right now.
I mean,
say my green space. It's just so funny. All of them have the most beautiful looks on their face. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She gotta save that at the end.
Yeah.
Great. Okay. Great job. I felt like
we're just gonna play some basketball.
I felt like that wasn't, you know, maybe practiced enough, or I see where the idea was going because I feel like that reminded me of Marilyn Monroe.
Yes, that's the first thing I thought of.
Yeah, I was like, where does that sound like? Lauren was like Marilyn Monroe when she said "Happy Birthday to the President."
That, like, you know, whiny, kind of sexy,
yeah.
I'm doing you and I'm singing, like, happy birthday to you in front of your wife
I just think it was too high to be trying to...
Fergie doesn't have that.
She had the notes, though. She had everything.
She didn't have the vowels. Yeah. Okay? She was
I just let y'all know we do have past lives of singers. Okay? So,
classically trained, so I don't know what I'm talking about. Passaggios, formatos, okay.
We know these things. You know, little terminology here and there.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So, can you just... You have a clip of... of Marilyn Monroe singing a little bit.
I actually do. Let me just put it on.
Mr. President, happy birthday to you. Such a one. The way you deal with U.S. Steel and our problems by the ton, we thank you so much. Everybody, happy birthday!
Okay, yeah, see, and that's how she was at the end. She was like,
everybody, let's play some basketball.
I see.
Wonderful.
She was trying to be different. It was President's Day weekend. I get it. You know, it is President's Day.
Let me sing to Mr. President.
I get it. I understand.
You didn't do Donald Trump, and you're not trying to be sexy. Her vows were just, it was just weird.
Can I just tell you, I appreciate her trying to be different, though.
I mean, yeah, because
I appreciate
the
that.
National anthem is one of those songs that, you know, is pretty much saying the same way every single time you hear it. And it is good that she tried.
If you haven't seen the whole clip, just go ahead and look at it. Judge for yourself. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, it was entertaining. Has people talking.
I feel like she doesn't have people around her that know that, like, that they just tell her what she wants to hear. They don't tell her what's real.
Because yeah, girl, that's not good. It yeah, sounds girl. Real.
That is a great idea. Singing like Marilyn Monroe.
They're going to love it. They're going to die.
Yes. Everybody. You are just giving me realness right now. honey, I would have said, you know, you should, let's try it both ways. And then we'll listen to the recordings. And you tell me which one you like better.
Maybe one portion of that you should have a maybe at the end.
Maybe we could like open your mouth a little bit more just, when we're saying right. those larger vowels.
Oh my God. Anyway, y'all, we got to go. Our time is up. Anyway, Lauren, where can they find you if they do want to get in contact with you? Go wish your stuff.
You can find me on Instagram at Lauren_G.
There you go. And then I just recently changed my Instagram name because we're doing some other things with the show. So I am at The Dawn Darion. If you know how to spell Darion. Darion is D-A-R-I-O-N. So anyway, y'all can follow me on Instagram. You tweet me, message me if you want to be on the show. Anyway, we'll be back. I'm posting the shows on Monday. So please, Mondays. Go into the podcast store. Make sure you rate it 5 stars. Also go to blogtalkradio.com. We post new shows. All right. We will see y'all next week. Adios.
Bye.